Hey, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson 29 in our series. We've been talking about the Spanish. In our last lesson, we learned about Coronado and Cabeza de Vaca. Well, the Spanish made other attempts to colonize a new world. In 1539, while Coronado was on his long march, a Spanish knight named Fernando de Soto, the governor of Cuba, began a journey in 9 ships carrying 570 men and 223 horses, and they set out searching for riches, searching for gold. Well, the journey began amidst fluttering banners, the sound of trumpets, and the gleaming of helmet and lance. It had all kinds of pomp and circumstance. So off Fernando went. Well, he arrived in Florida and headed northwest, traveling through Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. But they were greatly troubled by the Creek Indians all along the way. And after a journey of almost 3 years, in the year 1542, the band crossed the Mississippi River and followed the western bank northward to around where the Kentucky Bend is. But they found no gold. However, they found plenty of suffering. After another year of traveling, Fernando himself died of a fever. And in the dark of the night, his men buried his body in the great river along with his ambitions. Now, without his leadership, his men gave up, so they built some boats, sailed downstream to their home on the Mexican coasts. Well, the Spanish weren't through. They also tried to colonize Florida between the years 1546 through 49, but the settlers were killed by the natives. Other attempts were made after that, but failed for one reason or another. But in 1565, more than a half century after Ponce de León discovered Florida, St. Augustine was founded by Menendez, and this is the oldest city in what is now the United States. In the 1500s, the area northwest of Mexico was called California, and the Mexicans told the Spaniards that that's where all the gold was, and that's why the explorers headed in that direction, of course, only to return empty-handed. Now, we've discussed these explorers at great length, but we need to tell about a group of men who followed them, who had a great impact on the culture. They are the Spanish missionary priests, and their goal was to convert the Indians to the Catholic faith and try to, quote, civilize them. Now, back in those days, being a missionary wasn't a cushy job. It wasn't an easy job at all, as many of the priests suffered greatly. However, they were as zealous in converting people to the faith as the explorers were in finding gold, and these priests were willing to die for the cause. About 16 years before Santa Fe, New Mexico was founded, which was in 1582, these missionary priests came among the Pueblo Indians, the ones that Coronado had met with. And from there, they branched out slowly but surely, and over the next 100 years, they were found throughout the entire Southwest, mission houses where the natives were taught the faith, and they were also taught farming. And many of these mission houses still stand today. Now, Spanish possessions at the close of the 16th century included the West Indies, Yucatan, Mexico, and Florida. And the Spanish claimed the whole area to the Pacific coast on the grounds of the rights of discovery as well as possession. Of course, this claim of possession did not go without its trouble. Just as St. Augustine was founded, the Spanish encountered the French, and this was the first time the Spanish had to deal with European nations in the New World. So what happened? We're going to take up that story in the coming lessons. All right, that's all I have time for. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. I really hope you learned something. Until we have our next lesson, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together. Have a great day.